Okay, good evening, everybody. Tonight, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in Simchat Shin Samach Gimel, and we are doing Se'ifim Chaf Hei and Chaf Vav, so this will be page 444, or Reish Chaf Beis Amud Beis. So again, we're continuing to discuss the Dinim of a Mavoi, and how to be Matir, the fourth side of a Mavoi, the open side of a Mavoi. And we've been talking about the Dinim of a Korah over a Mavoi. So says the Shulchan Aruch Siv Chaf Hei, Na'at Shtei Yisedos Akumos Al Shnei Kosle Amavoi, Vakmi Musa, Vakmi Musa notel the tochamavoi v'nosna kora aleihem. So let's say you put two pegs that face inward toward each other over the mavoi at an angle, at a diagonal. So they're protruding up from the side walls of the mavoi, but also inward. And then you put the beam over them. So the beam is not really directly over the walls of the mavoi. It's a little bit further in, and it's elevated. So v'nosna kora aleihem v'in be'yisedos tefach shehu shir kora lios. And the pegs themselves are less than a tefach. If they were a tefach wide, they would just be considered one big korah. They would be part of the korah. It would just be like a bent korah. But they're less than a tefach, so they are not kosher as a korah in their own right. So you need to actually rely on, if this is going to be kosher, it's because the beam is kosher. These pegs cannot count. So if it's less than three tefachim in both directions, both in terms of height above the walls of the mavoi and a distance from the side walls of the mavoi, then it's going to be kosher. Because we can view it as if it's lower down within three tefachim, and lavud we can view it as if it's up against the wall within three tefachim. But if in either of those directions, either above the height of the walls of the mavoi or inside the walls of the mavoi, it's more than three tefachim, then it is going to be pasul. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Pei Gimel Akumos Al Shnei V'Chulei Ratzalomer Da Yu Omdos Hayseidos Al Shnei Atzadim B'Shipua V'Rashayim Boltos Lamal Migovak Salim. It's painting the picture for us that they're slanted and they're slanted inward toward each other. V'Nasna Kora Aleihem Ratzalomer V'Yeshkan Shnei Reuso. So what you really have over here is two problems with this Kora. Achas Deinim Unachas Hakora Alakosal Mamish V'Rak Ba'Avir Milamayla Al Hayseidos. The first problem is that the Kora is not on the walls itself, it's elevated, and the second problem is that it's not long enough. It doesn't reach from one end to the other. It only reaches from the pegs, from one peg to the other. So if each peg is less than a tefach, then if the pegs themselves were a tefach, then it wouldn't bother us that the beam itself is narrow, is too short. Because the pegs themselves would be part of the korah. It would just be like a bent korah. It's because the pegs do not have the dimensions to qualify as a korah that you have to ignore them in this equation and you just look at the korah itself. So ksheira, as long as there's less than three tefachim to deal with in each direction, it's kosher. The fact that it's less than three tefachim above the height of the mavoi, so then we can say chavod rami, v'ainu kilu akorin nechbat v'nishpalet zalek salim, which means that Allah l'moshe misinai, we view it as if the beam is pushed down to the height of the mavoi. V'af shadayin katzeri, but then you got the second problem, that it's too short. Kivin shein b'nityasun shalaseh d'shlosha, v'imken akorei in ruchok, shlosh tfach me'ak salim, amrinu lavud. But then you have another Allah l'moshe misinai that you can apply called lavud, that the distance from the end of the korah to the side wall is less than three tfachim, so we view that as if it's closed in, as if it's filled in. Psula, the b'shir shlosh alar min chavot b'kor v'lo lavud. Once it's more than a three tefach gap in either direction, so then we don't say lavud. We do not apply lavud. Okay, si'if chavav. Hada mavi nitar b'lechi o korah. That which a mavoi becomes mutter through a lechi or a korah. Dafka k'shenu namach pachas me'asar tefachim meruvachim. First of all, it needs to be, the mavoi itself, it needs to be at least 10 tefachim high, because if it's, and 10 Gesunte tvachim, ruvachim means that you have to be sure that it's 10 tvachim high. V'lo ye'erach bo yosem yaseyamos mitzumtzamos. And the opening of the mavoi cannot be more than 10 amos of an opening. And minimal 10 amos, meaning mitzumtzamos, means we're machmir in how we measure those 10 amos. If it even might be more than 10 amos, it's a problem. So that's why it's mitzumtzamos. V'she'erko arba amos ruvachos o yoser. And the actual size of the mavoi has to be a good four amos, a gesunta four amos, to be the actual size of the mavi that becomes mutter with a lechi or a kora. If it's missing any of these three conditions, it's either not 10 gesunta tvachim high, it's not less than 10 amos mitzumtzamos of an opening of width, or it's less than 4 amos of space in the mavui, then ein lo takana el b'tzuras pesach. Then the only thing you could do is to build a tzuras pesach. Let's actually take a look at the mishmaru now. Peches k'sheinu namach rotzulomer shemakarka shemavui enu namach mi b'vdim agarak solm shira sar tvachim nechshav kidu in the mavui mechitzos tein mechitz b'chusum ayasara. Meaning if the ground in the mavui is less than 10 tvachim below the top of the mechitzos, you don't have mechitzos. Mechitzos, by definition, are 10 tefachim tall. Meruvachim, ubesefa mitzumtzamos, the reason why we switch off between meruvachim and mitzumtzamos is dazlin l'chumra, b'kol makom linin zez, that we're going l'chumra in both directions. So when we're discussing a minimal shear, we'll say that the minimal shear has to be meruvachim. When we're discussing a maximum shear, we're saying that the maximum shear is even if it's mitzumtzamos. V'shir meruvachim yosal mitzumtzamos u'chatzi asbala amma. And the difference between an amma meruvach and an amma mitzumtzam is a half an etzba for each amma. That's the wiggle room you get between meruvach, mitzumtzam and meruvach. Yoser me'eser, if the opening is more than 10 amos, dimu yoser me'eser ein alav shem pesach lomani lezeh lechi v'kora. If it's the opening is more than 10 amos, it's not considered a doorway anymore, and therefore a lechi doesn't work and a kora doesn't work. You need an actual tzuras ha-pesach. Mitzumtzamos, ratzalom ha-shemodin l'kalames ha-shish tvach mitzumtzamos. When we say 10 amos mitzumtzamos, it means that each amma is measured by six tefachim that are mitzumtzamos. V'chein b'seifel dinin orach hamavui dibinin arba amos meruvachos. And when we talk about the size of the mavui having to be 4 amos meruvachos, nami achi d'modin tefachav meruvachim, that you measure the tefachim as meruvachim. V'mkein yitos v'al arba amos shnei etzbaos v'chanal. So the arba amos you would add 2 extra etzbaos because, like we said, that it's chatzi etzba for each amma. So if it's a half an etzba of difference for each amma, 4 amos is going to equal 2 extra etzbaos. Orko arba amos, the pox mishir zaloch shuv kamavi el chatzer. The reason it has to be 4 amos, the mavui itself has to be 4 amos, is if it were less than 4 amos, it's not a mavui at all. It is only a chatzer. Tzadi gimel, elu b'tzuras ha-pesach. So if you don't have any of these three conditions, the only way to be matir, that opening, is through a proper tzuras ha-pesach. Hainu, dafilu ayin namuch pachos me'as. It's interesting because the Shulchan Aruch seems to be saying that even if the problem was the first problem, that the mavui itself was less than 10 tefachim tall, less than 10 tefachim high, then it's just a pesach is going to work. And the other two problems also are solved by a pesach. But a lot of achronim say, if the whole mavui is less than 10 tefachim tall, lo mahani tzuras Pesach. How could a tzuras haPesach work? Even a mechitza, it's not 10 tefachim tall, doesn't work. So you're going to make a tzuras haPesach and suddenly it's not 10 tefachim tall? V'kolshkei tzuras haPesach bi'alma. Achein, im chala l'mavoyoy gavah asara tefachim v'rak b'makom Pesach ha-mavoyoy namach me'asara. But if throughout the rest of the mavoy, the side walls and the wall, it was 10 tefachim tall, and it's just that the ground gets elevated right by the entranceway, and therefore right by the entranceway it's less than 10 tefachim tall, so b'zema ani tzuras haPesach, then a tzuras haPesach will help. V'hu shahaya asur kedin, but you have to make the tzuras haPesach properly. That means da'inu shahaya akarim gavon asar tefachim, that the side posts of the tzuras haPesach need to be more than 10 tefachim tall. V'da'od dim loa ya orko arba amos, and not only that, if the mavi itself was less than 4 amos, das kam poskim didino kechatzer. Many of the poskim say it then gets treated not like a mavi but like a chatzer. Val kein nitar gam kein bepas ar. And we already learned how to be matir a chatzir. You either have a 4 tefach board or two boards that are each mashuhu. on each side. So when the Mechaber says, if the Mavoi is less than 4 Amos, all you could do is a Turis HaPesach, it doesn't really mean that. If it's less than 4 Amos, you have all the Chatzar solutions. Whatever solutions would work for a Chatzar, work for this as well. If the space of the Mavoi is more than 20 Amos high, then the Korah doesn't work. But a Lechi would still work, because the Lechi is not all the way up there, it's on the side. And if you want to use a Korah, even though the Mavoi is more than 20 Amos high, Tzarech Sheyasaba, Tzior V'Kiur, Pirish Tzior Echad Bakosel Menasid Al Shmei Korah. You need to make some sort of engraving and, some sort of image on it to attract attention. Shaydei Kacha, Kol Mestaklim Ba, because then everyone's going to look at it. V'Mahayu Gavoa Yosem Me'esim U'Banab Binyan Tachas HaKorah L'Ma'ato Me'esim. If, let's say, it was more than 20 Amos off the ground, but then you built up the ground to raise the ground to within 20 Amos of the Korah, Dai Bibinyan Rachav Tefach Korochav HaKorah. You only need to elevate the ground one Tefach worth, like the width of the Korah itself. Avulim Eino Gavoa Asara V'chokik Bo. You know what? Let's just do the Mishabur on that. So Tzadi Dali Begova Chalalo Avulim Gova Chalalo Shalamavoy Ada Korah Enu Ela Esrim Mitzumtzamos. But if the size of the height of the Mavoi was exactly 20 Amos, Aval Bishar Kori Lamala Me'asrim, even if the Korah itself is, meaning the bottom of the Korah is at the 20 Amos mark, so the Korah itself sticks to above 20 Amos Ksheira, that's going to be kosher. As long as the Korah starts at the 20 Amos mark, that's going to be fine. Eino Nitar Bekorah, we said if it's more than 20 Amos, the Korah is not going to work. Tekorah Mishum Heker, because the Korah's function is to be a Heker. Lamala Me'asrim Ein Heker, and anything that's more than 20 Amos high is not a hacker till Shalta Be'ena, because the eye doesn't catch it. But a lechi, which is closer to the ground, then it's good, only needs to be 10 tefachim high. Imkein mamazik mashu gavoa harbe. Then it doesn't matter how high the mavoi is. The lechi's right there. It's on the ground level. Lemato me'asrim. If you elevate the ground to make it within 20 amos of the korav, vuadin diachol lahashpil esakor gufal anicha betochal mavoi lesedos hayotim l'aksal lemato me'asrim. You can also lower the korav. Right? Those are both options. Meaning, if the korav is more than 20 amos off the ground, you can elevate the ground or you can lower the korah. But if you're elevating the ground, you need to make sure that you elevate one tefach width worth of ground. Bevinyan rachav tefach v'huadin afer kashir zeh. It doesn't have to be binyan, it could be dirt, whatever it is. V'tzarkli zark shenidus braglaim shleis mait mikshir barachbo v'huadin linigavah shleis mait v'yos me'asim. You just got to be careful that it stays. Meaning, whatever you put there to elevate the ground, if you build a mound and then people walk over it and walk on and trample and they kick away all the dirt, then you don't have a mound that's a tefach wide and with the requisite height to bring it to within 20 amos, then you've ruined the entire thing. So we're going to stop there right in the middle of Sif Chavav. So to review what we learned tonight, in Sif Chavav we said that if you have a korah that's away from the walls and elevated above the walls, we can simultaneously apply to Alach Zolom Moshe Mitzinai of Chavut Rami and Lavud, but only if it's within three tefachim in both directions. And then in Sif Chavav we said that a lechi or a korah only works if it's more than the mavoi has walls that are more than 10 tefachim high, they're less than 20 amos high, and the mavoi itself is 4 amos. If it's less than 10 tefachim high, and if you don't have any of those qualifications, you need a Tzuras HaPesach. But the Mishmur said it's a machlokas achronim. Does the Tzuras HaPesach really work when it's less than 10 tefachim high? And only that, if it's less than 4 amos, it just has a din of a chatzar. So you don't need a Tzuras HaPesach. You could also use a pasar ba'a. There are other ways to fix a chatzar. And then we said that if you have a korah that's more than 20 amos off the ground, you can bring it to within 20 amos of the ground either by lowering the korah or by raising the ground. You just need to be careful that when you raise the ground, you do so in a more permanent type of way. So Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll continue with Siv Chavav. We still won't finish Siv Chavav tomorrow, but we'll continue Be'ez Hashem with Siv Chavav tomorrow. Everyone have a wonderful evening.